Our scripture reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 1 through 15. When Jesus returned from the Jordan River, the power of the Holy Spirit was with him, and the Spirit led him into the desert. For 40 days, Jesus was tested by the devil, and during that time, he went without eating. When it was all over, he was hungry. The devil said to Jesus, "If you are God's son, tell this stone to turn into bread." Jesus answered, "The scriptures say, no one can live only on food." Then the devil led Jesus up to a high place and quickly showed him all the nations of the earth. The devil said, "I will give you all this power and glory to you. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. Just worship me, and you can have it all." Jesus answered, "The scriptures say, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Finally, the devil took Jesus to Jerusalem, and he had him stand on top of the temple. The devil said, "If you are God's son, jump off. The scriptures say, God will tell his angels to take care of you. They will catch you in their arms, and you will not hurt your feet on the stones." Jesus answered, "The scriptures also say, don't try to test the Lord your God." After the devil had finished testing Jesus in every way possible, he left him for a while. Jesus returned to Galilee with the power of the Spirit. News about him spread everywhere. He taught in the Jewish meeting places, and everyone praised him.
Let us pray. Most holy God, grant that what we speak with our lips, we may believe in our hearts, and what we believe in our hearts, we may show forth in our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Cute iPhone covers represent an area of personal weakness for me. I've had an iPhone for about 3.5 years, and over the course of that time, I've probably gone through about 10 different covers. And not because they broke or because they wore out. I simply found a new one I wanted and made the purchase, often spending up to $40 or more in the process, just because I found something new and cute and different. My most recent new iPhone cover is pale pink, and it has on it the phrase, "Speak of the devil." Yes, exactly. It's right. Yeah, it's funny, right? Okay, well, so when I saw this cover featured on my favorite iPhone website back in December, I knew I just had to have it, for irony's sake, of course. The phrase, "speak of the devil," is pretty common, so it's a clever thing to put on a phone cover. Plus, I think it's extra clever for a Christian pastor to have a phone cover that says, "speak of the devil." See, I don't usually speak of the devil. It is not my job to speak of the devil. In fact, one could argue that it's my job to do just the opposite. So my current iPhone cover is meant to be very tongue-in-cheek. I don't like to think about or to literally speak of the devil. I do not obsess over the existence of hell, and I don't enjoy dwelling on the idea of evil in this world. I prefer instead to think and to speak about God's good and beautiful action in our lives. That always seems more spiritually beneficial to me, to focus on what is good and what is beautiful rather than on what is bad and harmful. But there are stories in the Bible that force us to come face to face with evil and with the existence of powerful negative forces. This evening's scripture reading from Luke chapter 4 is a prime example of one such story, Jesus' temptation or testing in the wilderness. I don't like to literally speak of the devil, but tonight I have no choice. Jesus had just been baptized by John in the Jordan River. He was ready to begin his public ministry of teaching and healing, a ministry he knew would eventually lead to his arrest and to his painful death by crucifixion. He needed to be fully prepared for everything he was about to face in the coming months and years. So he went to the desert and he fasted for 40 days as a way of spiritually preparing himself, eliminating all worldly distractions in order to really focus on God's will for his life. The 40 days of Lent come in part from this very story, as does the concept of a Lenten fast, of denying yourself something in order to focus on what's truly important spiritually. As Luke tells the story, the devil tempted or tested Jesus throughout his 40 days in the wilderness. And the testing or temptation Jesus encountered was exactly what should have tempted him. He was fasting, he was hungry, so the devil tempted him with food. "Turn these stones to bread," the devil said. "I know you can do it. You're God's son, for goodness sake. Give up your chosen fast. God won't care." But Jesus knew better. His chosen fast wasn't just about not eating. It was about coming to grips with his own dependence on God. And that dependence on God was for nourishment and strength beyond what food alone can offer. Jesus was also tempted with pride, with a glory that was not from God. "I will give you the world," the devil said to him. "All the kingdoms of the earth, anything you could ever want, if you will just worship me. No need to humble yourself and bend yourself to God's will. No need to face the hardships of life and ministry. Take the easy route. Set your calling aside. Relax." You have to know this would have pulled at Jesus' own spirit. Life isn't easy. Teaching and healing in God's name can be rough sometimes, I'm sure. And Jesus was fully aware of how painful his calling would become. The devil was giving him an out. How could Jesus not have been tempted by this offer? Yet, once again, he said no. True worship belongs to God and God alone. No one else deserves it. But the devil wasn't done. Not yet. There was one more test, one more temptation. "Jesus," the devil said, "wouldn't you like to know if God really cares for you? Wouldn't you like assurance that God will come through for you in the end? Why don't you throw yourself off the pinnacle of the temple? Surely God will send a fleet of angels to catch you." With Jesus' awareness that death by crucifixion was his earthly destination, surely he would have wanted assurance that God would bring him final redemption, that his messy, painful death would have meaning, and that God would be with him in the end. Surely Jesus would want that comfort, that assurance. Yet for the final time, he said no. A relationship with God is not about testing God, it's about trusting. Trusting that God will prove faithful in the end. As Christians, we believe Jesus was fully divine and fully human. This temptation story was not a simple play he needed to act out to make it look like he knew what it meant to be human. No, this scene was real for Jesus, and the devil knew just what would truly test him. And while it's dangerous to equate our own temptations and our own testing with Jesus' temptation and testing, the same is often true for us too, isn't it? When we find ourselves tempted, truly, painfully tested, it's with something that gnaws at the core of who we are and with the particular calling God has placed on our lives. Temptation and testing are unique to the ones being tempted and tested, and they are not just for the addicts among us. We all deal with temptation and testing, no way around it. But what tempts and tests me may not be what tempts and tests you. This Ash Wednesday night, we begin a new worship series here at McCabe, a series called I'm Not Okay. This series title and concept we're borrowing from Embrace Church, which is one of our sister United Methodist churches down in Sioux Falls. Embrace Church did a three-week series called I'm Not Okay back in September, and when I mentioned it in a staff meeting while they were doing this series down in Sioux Falls, many of our staff members thought it would really connect with the people of McCabe and that it would make a great series for Lent. In our culture, we often believe we need to put our best foot forward to show everyone we can handle anything that comes our way. When people ask us how we're doing, we shrug off the question with a simple, I'm okay, everything's just fine, even when we aren't okay, and even when it isn't all just fine. Sadly, all too often, we Christians feel like it's especially important for us to show up here at church all bright and shiny, as if life is always wonderful all the time. But it's not, and we all know it. Life is messy. Life is scary. Life is not always fine, and we are not always okay. So this Lent, we're going to put that stuff out on the table. We're going to wear some of our dirty laundry here at McCabe over the next 40 days. We're going to get a little honest about many of the ways in which we are not okay. In addition to tonight's focus on temptation, we're going to talk about doubt. We're going to talk about sickness. We're going to talk about worry and fear over the future. We're going to talk about the ways in which we judge ourselves and others. We're going to talk about loss and grief. And we're going to talk about how it feels when everything seems to just spiral out of control. But of course, in the midst of this Lenten journey with so many of the things that make us not okay, we will also be reminded that come Easter Sunday, there is good news. By Jesus' resurrection from the dead, God promises that everything will be okay eventually. Like my Speak of the Devil iPhone cover, the first title option for this meditation on your bulletin sheets is meant to be clever and tongue-in-cheek. Through the story of Jesus' resisting temptation and through his death and resurrection, the power of sin and death were defeated. So it's just a little bit true to say Jesus said no, so we don't have to. But it's only a little bit true, a very little bit. There obviously are times when it is in our best interest as human beings, as beloved children of God, to say no when we find ourselves tempted with something harmful. And we have to know ourselves well enough to know what is truly harmful for us. Yes, there are some things designed to be spiritually harmful for everyone, but the things we'll struggle with the most are unique to us. Lent is a time of turning away from temptation and sin. It's a time when we truly acknowledge our brokenness and when we put our brokenness and sin before God and we say, please take this because I can't deal with it on my own. I need you to help me with it. I need you to redeem it for me, and I need my brothers and sisters in Christ to stand with me as I struggle through. The ashes of Ash Wednesday harken back to the story of creation where God used the dust of the earth to create humankind. When Nurse Jane Morgan and I put the ashes on your foreheads in a few minutes, you will hear us say something like, "From dust you came, and to dust you shall return." This is not only a harsh reminder of our mortality, it is that, but it is also a blessed reminder that we have been God's beloved children from the beginning, and that we will continue to be God's beloved children through the end. We are children of dust, God's children, beloved yet broken. Despite appearances and despite what we might say, we are not always okay, and everything is not always just fine. The ashes of Ash Wednesday call that to mind, and we put it out there for the whole world to see. We are not okay. But we will be. Through Jesus Christ, God will make everything okay. Eventually. Thanks be to God.